Colin Priestner, president and general manager of the Saskatoon Blades. The busiest off-ice day of the year, and it's the day in which you get everybody reinvigorated into looking ahead to what your roster is going to look like down the line. And a good day, you would have to think, led to believe.
Yeah, for us, it felt like a really good day. I'm sure every team feels that way, unless you didn't have any draft picks or something. But if you were a team that put in the time and money and investment in the people and the resources to, watch these kids play for a year and you have the passion to do it, you should always come out happy after a draft. And, for us, having a great season, making the conference final and still being able to, make, I think it was 6 picks in the first 4 rounds or something like that, and also pick up a second rounder for next year and, pick up some really, really quality players, we're really pleased.
You made 2 deals before you even made a pick in today's draft. Tell me about those. First of all, the one with Medicine Hat that allowed them to unite a pair of twins, or a set of twins, if you will, but you were able to get 3 picks out of it.
Yeah, that was one of those things where, I think it was pretty inevitable that Medicine Hat had, those twins were going to only play probably together, and Medicine Hat took one of them with a top 10 pick, and I think you can have a little bit of a leeway with teams not taking the other one for a while, but then you kind of get into the point where you may have a team that snipes one of them and then puts you in a bit of a standoff. So I was kind of happy to be the facilitator on that they wanted to move up. I only had to move down, I think, 8 spots, and we got a second rounder, the 8 spots down, and another 5th rounder. So, and we were going to take Olsen at 21, so we kind of thought, I think there's a chance Olsen will still be there, and we got another second rounder and another 5th rounder for that. So I think someone was going to get some, they were going to pay the price because they wanted those twins and they're so unique, and someone was going to kind of get the bounty for that, and we were happy it was us.
And you were going to trade one of the 2 goaltenders that you had this past season at some point. It just happens a lot sooner than I thought it was going to.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you want to find the right fit for a player of Chatty's caliber, a person of his caliber. He's been such a great Blade the last 2 years. His family are amazing billets and amazing people. And you want to do right by the kid. So if you have a team like Everett, that's obviously his goalie coach, Jeff Harvey, is an Everett former goalie. And a lot of our coaches in the recent years, as everybody knows, have been from Everett. Like, they have a great program. Goalies thrive there. And when they tell you they want to give you, 2 good draft picks for them, and that's, to me, a win-win for both the player and for us. So that's why we decided to do it a little earlier. And I didn't really want to go to camp in a few months with, 2 starting goalies and a great 17-year-old goalie and Gardner, and everybody asking what we're going to do with the goalies. I think it was fair to both to kind of designate our starter, and Seattle Everett probably felt the same.
Was it a matter of also you got a deal that you pretty much couldn't refuse, and you weren't going to get something similar like that for Austin Elliott?
I think it was, it wasn't so much about, I kind of let teams know last week after our season ended that, we have some 20-year-olds available and that we had a goalie available out of our 2 guys, and that we valued all the guys. It would just really come down to who wants who and for what price. And I felt like I had a fairly decent read of the market, and there's some 20-year-old goalies that are going to maybe be available on the market as well that can kind of crowd the market a little bit. So I thought it seemed like a really good win-win that Chatty's in a great spot. We get 2 really good picks, and we go forward with Elliott, who is an all-star, second-team all-star this year. So that's why we decided to do it now and not just wait throughout the summer for a different deal. I think it was kind of the fair value that we had placed on it, and both goalies can kind of have the summer to prepare for being starters now.
One last one before I ask you about draft picks from today, and that's with regards to the 2003-born players that you have on the roster. There's 7 of them. Only 3 can end up staying. Is there already interest being shown in those players as you move into the summertime break here?
Certainly. There's been lots of interest in a bunch of different guys, and we kind of have a plan internally right now as to what guys we're kind of targeting to keep and which ones we're potentially moving here. And not to say that can't change a little bit, because we love all those guys. But, we've been fielding calls. I think it's a little harder. I mean, there was a few 20-year-old trades today, but nobody really wants to be moving a ton of picks when they got all the scouts in town. They've been scouting all year waiting to draft guys. So I don't think there's like a ton of people who want to go, here, I'll give you this year's pick for this and that. They want to punt it down the road a little bit so they can move future picks that aren't so immediate. Picks that don't have a name almost attached to them. So I'm certain that we're going to have lots of good offers for those guys coming in the next few months. And as we get great offers, we'll take them.
Tell me about Zachary Olsen.
He's an animal, honestly. He plays like a house on fire. He's a 6'1" right shot. He's got great net front presence, but really he just flies up and down the ice, and he's very, very intimidating to play against. He has this kind of skill to play with top players, and, you know, from all accounts, we sent surveys out to maybe 10 players from his team on Edge, looking for information about themselves, and we ask on every survey, what's the player you would want to take with you most to the next team, you know, in the Western League? And almost every single player out of the 10 said this guy. And that was a Team Edge Academy that had multiple first-round type of guys on their team. So that's the kind of teammate he is, and from all accounts, like a future captain. So really excited to get him, and very unique type of player that's going to be very hard to play, a guy that will probably thrive in the Prince Alberts of the world playing in the smaller rinks.
Now, through 9 rounds, you've taken 10 players, 6 forwards, 3 defensemen, 1 goaltender, which is what Dan Tenser told me yesterday you'd be doing, is spreading it out, making sure that you had representation in the 2008 bracket with all different position areas. Is there a dark horse pick in there that you're really excited about that you got later on?
Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, almost the opposite of a dark horse. Like Nathan Gunther is the brother of Dylan Gunther, who I'm sure people know from being on the Coyotes, and now he's on Seattle as a top 10 NHL pick. And I couldn't explain why he was there in the fourth round. We had him kind of pegged as a late first, early second. He's a 6-foot defenseman from Edmonton, who's got a late birthday and played a really big role on a top team at Edge, NAX. I think maybe he didn't have the world's best Alberta Cup a few weeks ago, and sometimes the last viewing is what people remember the most, but we were kind of shocked he was there, and that was a steal for us. We felt there, and kind of an under-the-radar player, I would say, is a guy that's kind of getting a lot of play on the internet right now for the picture that was provided on our Twitter account by Tanner, which was Benjamin Botel. He's in a bow tie. He's the kind of guy, I think he's listed right now at 5'3", 105 pounds, but I wouldn't let that fool people, because not only does he play with a real big determination, Jerome McGinley coached him this year and told me he goes after their 200-pounders every shift, but he's a December 15th birthday, so he's almost next year's draft. He already had almost a point a game playing as a young, very young player on a good team in a good league, but talking to him on the phone, you can just tell he sounds like he's about 10 years old, and he just hasn't hit puberty yet, really. So the sky's the limit when a guy like that can grow, and you know, a guy like that... There's the genetics there to be 6 feet tall at some point. And right now you're kind of getting a guy that's playing with such a huge deficit size-wise and still keeping up. If we thought he was going to be 5'4", 100 pounds forever, we probably wouldn't have taken him. But we believe that if he does grow, he's a really, really good hockey player.